Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. So good to be back with all of you.
Our little ray of sunshine. Okay, tonight's show. What is the world reflecting back to us? This week, we went from an amazing Oscar ceremony filled with joy, fun, and uniting to a crisis with Russia. These are symbolic reflections of what is going on within the collective consciousness and our consciousness. Owning the disparity and looking at its symbolic messages is important to our growth and the call to use our magic to change outcomes that could otherwise be disastrous to our planet. You can make a difference. It's being reflected to you in so many ways. Pay attention to the places that are healing and to the places that are in conflict. Look at those same places within yourself and work with your beliefs around threat, the patriarchal masculine, world leaders, and old energies of helplessness and hopelessness. The team says this is an important show for everyone to examine their old beliefs and the way that they respond to both unity and threat. And this is a live transmission for those of you listening, okay? And you're welcome to send in questions during the show to squirrel@wyom.net. She's got her handy-dandy computer there, at least I hope she does.
It's up, and I am receiving.
Good.
I'd love to hear from
okay.
you.
Okay. And Squirrel, you've got the astrology report.
I do. Okay, so the Bells' word for this week and going forward is Jupiter. And so if anybody doesn't really know, Jupiter is the planet of expansion. And so keep that in mind because a lot of things feel like they're expanding. just hope it isn't my waistline. Okay, all right, so here we go. This is from Hair in the Moon. It's a big day and a big month and a big year in all senses of the word. Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, is stationing to turn direct after 4 months of being in retrograde. That's a long time. Expect things that have been stuck since November, early November, to start loosening up. This is the fourth planetary change of direction in a single week. Last summer, Jupiter, newly in Cancer, was a big player as the focal point of Merkabas and the Grand Water Trines. Now the Great Benefic, which refers to Jupiter, steps up to take center stage in 2014's unfolding drama and April 23rd's Grand Cross. At 10 degrees of Cancer, that's where Jupiter is, the archetype of eternal wisdom is connecting with Pluto, Uranus, Neptune, and Chiron, ready to expand global and individual consciousness. Expect an upsurge in the search for greater security in building supportive communities and yearning to return home. Watch for the shadow expression of more, 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 going over the top or taking things too personally. With Jupiter already in a transformative T-square with Pluto and Uranus, the world and everything in it is changing before our eyes. It heralds a confrontation between your sense of truth, your ideals, your hopes, and your assumptions and your plans. Before you put a negative spin on what that might mean, you're being nudged, prompted, and steered in a much more insightful and creative direction. Whichever part of your life holds 10 degrees Cancer is your personal university of life experiential learning only. So Cancer is the sign of home, and I think, you know, whatever that means, home for your heart. And I think our show is going to really talk about that. But I do have just a quick one more, and this is from Astro Sparkles. And again, it's about Jupiter. So they talk about the retrograde that seemed to go on forever and ever, that seemed to go on forever and ever, finally resulted in Jupiter turning direct. It's our planet of luck. I could stop there, but why, when he also rules expansion, fortune, belief, growth, and higher learning? Need more? Okay, let's throw in optimism, prosperity, and foreign travel into the mix, and we've just about covered it. Jupiter is a big, expansive energy that encompasses all that it touches. And for the last few months, this energy has been concentrated within the 10-degree zone of the zodiac, partly in revision, partly in introspection. Now it's time to grow. In some ways, Jupiter retrograde reminds us of winter, and given his 12 months to go through a sign, it's like an apt okay, so it's a longish winter, 4 months retrograde as opposed to 3 months of real winter, except if you live where I live.
God.
It's 5 months of winter, excuse me, but you get the picture. Now it's spring in Jupiter world. And while it's one microscopic step at a time to begin with, Jupiter is moving forward again, and so once again externalizing the energy. Contraction or feeling of restriction reverts to expansion, the more comfortable being for Jupiter. So where you have felt that your growth on any level of life, but particularly the Cancerian themes, meaning home, had slowed or come to a stop, new shoots of growth should start reemerging over the coming days and weeks. Similarly, outlooks should start to brighten and the bounce in the step return if it's missing. And of course, it's now time to look at launching plans for growth, particularly on a soul or family level. It will take a little while for Jupiter to get up to speed, but he'll be back to full speed almost before we know it, remaining in Cancer through July 16th and 17th. When he exits the sign of the crab and enters the fiery domain of Leo. Big news for stalled Sagittarians and Pisceans, and big news for anyone who's felt that there's been less bounce to their ounce over the last few months.
When does that happen?
It's happening now.
Okay, so, but it's aspecting the signs of Pisces?
Well, it just says, you know, it just happens that the Pisces and Sagittarians been hit hard by the Jupiter retrograde, but it's going to happen for everybody. So Cancer is the sign of family, home, you know, your own soul growth, and that's where it's going to go. It's going forward now.
Oh, good.
I know, right?
Yes, but, believe me.
Yeah.
I have a wedding this year where I'm going to have a family squared.
There you go. You know what? The Jupiter is in each sign for about a year. So, and then when it goes into retrograde, it just feels like it slows down and then it keeps moving forward in that sign. This year it's been Cancer. And as we just said, by July, it's going to start moving into, in August, into Leo. So for a full year.
Good.
So Cancer, yeah, I know, right? So there we go. Expansion, everyone.
Yes, amen. Oh, I can feel it, too.
I know. It did feel a little sluggish for a while, no doubt.
Yes, it was. It was feeling very sluggish, but things feel very speeded up again and movement. And I'm spending lots of time on the phone and computer with my daughter. With wedding arrangements, I should have this down pat by now. She's done.
I find myself smiling more, and I would have to say I smiled through just about the entire. I watched the Oscars, I'd have to say, and but we're going to talk about that. But I found myself smiling through that show. There was lots to smile about.
There was. Okay. So good intro. Thank you. Segue.
You're welcome.
So, I want to share my reactions to the Oscar ceremony on Sunday, and I was so thrilled to see the joy, the fun, the humor, and the inclusiveness in greater ways than I've ever witnessed before. And I'm a great one for fashion. I'm a fashion nut, and not that I wear it, because I'm always in my little black in-the-house outfits. You know, they're all pretty much the same. Can't really tell. If I don't wear jewelry, you lose me. but I do love fashion. I always have. So really, do I ever take time out to actually watch an Oscar ceremony? But when I saw that Pharrell Williams, whose song Happy was going to be performed live, I got a hit that this ceremony was something I was supposed to experience. And I mean, it came in really loud and strong. And for any of you who are not familiar with this song, there was a YouTube of people all over the world singing and dancing to this song while walking down the streets of their hometowns. It played for a solid 24 hours. And it was amazing to me that when people started singing this song and I was watching, and it would just go from one town, one group of people, sometimes one person, all over, I could see their orifices pop open. And they'd be dancing and throwing their hands up in the air. And I was just like, oh, my God. Then it started showing up on the radio, which I rarely listen to unless I go run into town. And I thought, gee, this is how much attention I don't pay. I'm thinking, wow, that song finally really took hold.
It was in Despicable Me, too, the kind of that little cartoon movie.
Okay. So, and then I got a YouTube from someone of this baby. And they started playing that song, and this baby started laughing uncontrollably and had tears coming out of their eyes in addition to laughing. It was so moving. This baby was so impacted by that song. And I absolutely knew that's why I love this song so much, because it literally carries the vibration of joy. So anyway, movie stars and musicians are archetypes for our planet. And it's a little scary, but on the other hand, it makes following them very interesting. And for those of you who've listened to the show for a long time, I used to buy the rags because I was always studying what's going on with these archetypes. What's going on? What's driving them? You know, what's blocking them? Why are they turning to drugs? Blah, blah, blah. And you know, my family thought I was crazy. They couldn't put together what I do for a living and these silly magazines. I don't do it anymore unless I go get my nails done. But there was a very famous author, and I cannot for the life of me think about what her name, something Crow, who wrote one of the books she wrote years ago. She talked about this very thing, and I had known that movie stars were our actual archetypes, as well as musicians. So, but also remember that people are watching them, dreaming about them, listening and copying these people. They look up to them. They have in their mind's eye the archetypal, exquisite life. They are our kings and queens and so on. But this night was special. And really special. Several of the nominated winning movies were amazing works that dealt with difficult subjects and subjects that others may not even prefer to hear about. 12 Years a Slave and the Dallas Buyers Club was about, 12 Years a Slave, of course, is self-explanatory. The Dallas Buyers Club was about HIV, transsexuals, and gays. And it took years to get that movie made. Years. And what is the actor's name, Squirrel? I know you remember it.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
And then Jared Leto won.
And Jared Leto.
You know, I just think it was amazing that they felt that it was important to make an impact. I mean, by how much weight these two
unbelievable
actors,
for anybody.
Yeah, and you know, and of course that movie won for best makeup too. I mean, it was a very compelling story. We happened in the mid '80s, and now they finally got a chance to tell the story, and here we are, what, 2014.
Mm-hmm. Amazing to me.
And I remember how scary that time was. I mean, it almost seemed like people became very homophobic back then.
Yeah. Yes.
It was very,
of course,
sad.
The Oscars were filled with everything, so it was really out there. There was absolutely no discrimination, and here we have Ellen DeGeneres as the host of the Oscars.
I mean, I'm sorry, I was just going to say compassion seemed to be the buzzword for the night, compassion.
Absolutely.
Anyway, go on.
So Pharrell Williams was interviewed, you know, on the red carpet, and he talked about the universe. And I thought, oh, I love this. I love this because he's such a bright light. And there was a great deal of love and respect in the room. Several of the movies took years to bring. Ellen DeGeneres was funny and inclusive with people, including ordering a pizza for the starving participants. People don't usually realize they're there for so many hours, they're starving. There was, of course, the selfie that's gone all over.
It crashed Twitter, too, that night.
Yes, it did. And all these amazing, it was so cute, but their auric fields, and this is what I kept watching, everybody's auric fields were so expansive. Those first few rows were extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary, of watching these people and the beauty of their souls, their commitments. It was just, and everything was on the table that night, these young and some old archetypes holding a new energy, a shift that brought me to tears several times during the night, and also joy. So for me, this is what I've been waiting to see, a shift at the archetypal level. And no offense, Kim Kardashian was not the center of attention yet. So
a different kind of reality TV, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The people that brought these stories forward did it because they needed to be told. They had commitment to taking off the Band-Aid and showing the wounds, not the glory. And they proved it, as you said, by losing all this weight, and they still have not really fully recuperated their original physiques. So several days later, Squirrel asked me, you know, what the team had to say about the Russians and the Ukraine. And I'm like, what? You know,
it seemed like such a real dark moment after all this, you know. It's like
joy,
you know, right? I mean, it's like a party pooper. Putin.
Oh, and I was
pooper.
Still basking in the glow of the unity and joy of the Oscars.
I know.
And the team did not respond immediately, which I thought was interesting. So I waited. And then Russia backed off and the market stabilized. Okay. Was it saber rattling? Maybe. Will we get involved in another war? Then I read something that was very telling, and Putin stated that the U.S. had interfered in the politics of the Ukraine, and that was why they overturned the leader. And even Putin will not, he will assist the leader, but the man is a dead man as far as he's concerned, not that he's going to kill him, but, you know, it's not a good situation. Unfortunately, this has happened so many times in so many places, so many countries. I don't know all the reasons behind it, but I did understand that Putin believed he was protecting the Russians and their Ukraine, and I know that's a big issue for him. And he was mad at the U.S., angry for them getting involved in the politics of the Ukraine. Now, the U.S. historically has done this in a number of places, and for those who've really paid attention, at one point, Osama bin Laden was working with our country, which I think is fairly ironic considering what ended up happening. When we stop interfering in other countries' politics, and will we, haven't we figured out by now that it comes back to bite us in the hiney? The Russians in, this was another piece, and I think it's an important one. The Russians have always been held out as the bad guys since Sputnik. I mean, I was a little kid then.
Sputnik, was that during the USSR even? I mean,
yes. Oh, yeah.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. So
that was a very long time ago, and they've been held as a threat ever since, and yet we were never told how poor that country really was and what terrible living conditions that they all existed in. We saw them as this mega power. The Cold War, which was really, you know, famous scientist. Von Braun, who told his assistant, and she's still out there speaking, that all of these things were used to control the way that things have been shown to us to control us as a country, unfortunately. And he referenced the Russians and several other things, and then also went to the ETs. Because of our interference, there is now a Russian mafia that is far more frightening and brutal than our Italian mafia could ever be. On a global level, we know very little. That is the way it's supposed to be. We've turned over our power without realizing that things are not always what they seem. I will not speak for the team, but I can speak to the bigger issue, which is that what is going on out there is still going on within us. Like some of the winners at the Oscars, there were stories that needed to be told, and they had great difficulty getting those stories supported because they weren't pretty. So too are global politics. What can we do? Send as much light and magic as you can for a peaceful resolution to the problems in the Ukraine and Russia. Taking sides and arguing just adds more energy and power to the situation in a negative way. Then look at your own life. What are you being shown in your life? And where is the joy, the truth, and celebration? And where is the strife, manipulation, and undermining? When you look at the world as a reflection, because it is, you can change things in your own life to help assist world issues. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is separate. And I think sometimes it stretches our minds to think that our little life can impact what's going on globally, but it can. And only when enough people really get that. I mean, and I believe that just the people I work with, okay, are powerful enough to make a significant shift. I know a lot of Lazarus people that do a lot of magic as well. And these are powerful, powerful souls. And so are all of you. Okay. This isn't new information. It's been around for a long time. And yet when there is a crisis, we seem to forget that we need to look within and around us and take action on all fronts. Use your magic and anchor as much light and peace as possible, both in your own life and in your world. During your meditative practice, it only takes a few minutes to really focus the love. Now, I'm sitting here in my healing room, and I can tell you I have this picture of Christ that's underlit, and literally his cloak is coming out, right out of the picture, and I'm going, oh, sorry, I don't mean to be distracted, but it's like it's coming to life, and I'm going, oh. Okay, that's a new one. So Lazarus said many months ago that had we not used our magic in the Syrian crisis, the outcome could have been devastating on a much larger scale. Globally, actually, that could have turned into a world war. Thinking big, remembering that you do have power and believing that you can impact and bring peace are imperatives today. It is taking responsibility, Lazarus says, the ability to respond. This is what a spiritual adult does. And then it becomes automatic. You know, when we have crises in our own family, you know, it's the first thing we do, humans do this regardless, is to blame someone. And blame is not going to change the planet. It is not going to change your life. You all knew coming here that you would and could have impact. And things are changing so rapidly. And every moment counts. You are a reality creator. Create the reality you prefer and align your beliefs, your thoughts, and your feelings to what you do prefer. It's not a time to stick your head in the sand. Believe me. For some of you, you may not have heard of any of this, and that's fine. It's an indication that you have created a reality where it may not even exist. There's a fine line, though, between head in the sand and literally not experiencing what others are. And I'll just... I was at a Lazarus intensive in L.A. And we were in a high-rise at the airport. And we were up at cocktail hour or something in one of the upper floors. There were a whole bunch of us in there, Lazarus people. And the next morning, we came down, 10 o'clock, session opened, and Lazarus said, "Did everybody feel the earthquake last night?" And I was like, "No." Now, mind you, this was a tall, skinny building. It wasn't big and wide, okay? And so, it was LAX, so there isn't much, you know. And ground space, very tight. And so we had people put up their hands, those that experienced it and then those that didn't. And so he was pointing out to us that in one reality, people experienced the earthquake. In the other reality, they did not. And I thought it was absolutely fascinating. At that time, it was a new concept to me, and that was a lot of years ago. And this is going to start happening. You're going to start having these experiences. So I'm kind of preparing everybody for this. Take note when it does and congratulate yourself. On the other hand, there are those of you who are absolutely committed to holding energy and working magic to change outcomes. And to all of you, my great appreciation for your commitment to create change. I remind you that love is the most powerful energy available to us. Use it in your personal lives and when working with global situations. And this is an email I got while I was writing the show. And I thought it was so powerful. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. This is a Pakistani prince whose brother is trying to kill him. Basically, he's been dethroned. His father has left the town. And he's trying to get a visa out of Pakistan. Not to go forever. Okay, he plans on returning, but he's coming to stay with our client, who the two of them are very, very close. She's been over there with him, met his family, etc. "Dear Jackie and everyone, about 10 a.m. Colorado time, Allie gave up trying to eat his dinner because he was crying so hard over a news report. People in the Thar Desert area of Thar Parker are losing children and babies at a huge rate, because the failed monsoons have left them with no water and no food. We were online at the time, the instant message chat, and I asked what we could do in this humanitarian crisis. Within a few hours, we had organized a team of his friends and a young Christian pastor friend online with me, and a way to get the army to help transport them and as much water, dry milk, food, as we can afford to buy with whatever funding we can get in time. He has a meeting in a few hours with a doctor to ask for Army medical personnel to help. And people are beginning to respond with offers of funding, so everything will go through Allie." Okay. "They will go down to the desert on Sunday to help these people, and he will take these funds to a friend who owns a grocery store he thinks will give him a big discount and get as much as possible. His cousin is also bringing some baby food to add to the collection. I am so excited to see our joint efforts produce such an efficient process so quickly. Let's see here." Then she goes on to talk, and I probably won't talk about that online, about the danger to him. I wanted you to know about this. This is what taking action can look like. And I was so touched by this because this young man and the team has been assisting him as well. Incredibly beautiful soul. He will make a difference for his country. It's what he came to do. These are some of the wonderful people emerging out of the political chaos and out of the old agendas. These new beings are coming forward. And even our Pope, who, God bless him, has reached people in a way that no Pope has ever done. Things are changing, and they're changing beautifully. And it's exciting to me, very exciting to me. If you didn't watch the Oscars, if you get a chance, you can go online and see some of the presenters and see these young people and really look at their auric fields. I think you'll be really amazed at what's emerging today. These new young archetypes that are coming in, the Jennifer Lawrences, these people that are taking stardom just absolutely overnight, amazing successes. And they're beautiful, and their energies are beautiful. They're not arrogant. They're not full of themselves. They're fun. They're joyful. It says a lot about what we need to practice in our own lives as well. Okay.
Okay. That's beautiful, Jackie.
So, I think that it's really important for all of us to remember, if we can, that we can make a difference. I preach this all the time, and I know it sounds like preaching, but it probably is. It's really sharing. It's what I know. It's what I see every day in the session. I see things changing out in the cosmos. I see these races coming forward, blending, trying to bring in other races who got lost out there, and they will come. All right, one in particular. But
wait, well, which one in particular?
They're a race whose name we don't even know.
Okay. Just checking.
No. Actually, our experiences now with the reptilians and draconians, some of the older ones, and remember, we're dealing with past, present, and future on the other side of the veil. So some of the past beings, okay, or past versions of them, haven't necessarily caught up, but they will. We're seeing some amazing coming together, and it's happening in multiple sessions. And again, this is not what the team says. This is what people are experiencing firsthand during their sessions, in their encounter. That's what's so exciting to me. So it's not as difficult as it has been in the past, but I'm seeing changes that I'm in some ways I'm shocked are happening so fast, and I guess I shouldn't be. But it will start showing up on our planet with the interference with the control, what we consider to be controlling energies and so on. That's why what we do here now is so significant, and why our love, our light, and our magic can make more of a difference right now than it ever has. So don't underestimate your impact, please. That would be the biggest mistake you could make. It was what you knew coming in that you'd be able to do, that you'd remember or be led somewhere that would help you remember who you really are, and that you came to have impact, and you can. And yes, sitting in your home, meditatively, some people work with crystals doing it, some people do it whatever way feels good to you. But don't underestimate it. please. And you're needed. Everybody is needed. And then apply it in your own lives. Being as loving as possible. We're seeing new relationships being born, masculine, feminine. There's so much going on. We're working with shifting the masculine and feminine in some of the sessions. Still healing the Jews, which has been a very interesting all the way back to the 12th tribe. I know this sounds like a fairy tale, doesn't it, Squirrel?
No, it's really a recognition of the value of everything, everyone, every being, living being on the planet. And maybe, you know, everything is living, so that's what I mean by that. But, you know, I spend a lot of time alone, I would admit that. But when I go out into my community, I try to figure out, well, what can I do to connect? And I'm making a concerted effort to make eye contact with the people I'm talking to, whether it's at the grocery store or at the post office or wherever I might be, because I think that gives, you're just recognizing their soul when you actually look into their eyes instead of, you know how you talk and you look to the side, you know, and then you look at them and when they're talking, they look to the side. It's a very interesting study of human nature, but I'm trying to move away from that. It's obviously learned, but to actually look somebody in the eye, I think, is honors who they are.
And when you do, remember to silently bless them. Because when you look in their eyes, okay, mm-hmm. This is where namaste came from. The God in me honors and recognizes the God in you. That isn't a throat. That's the actual truth. And sometimes we forget that. And it's easy to have happen, by the way. And I have a girlfriend that's nice to everybody, but she's had two cars cut her off lately. And she has just gone postal. And it makes me laugh. Here's this sweet, loving person just going absolutely cuckoo in her car at these people.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, there is anger in there somewhere. Getting in touch with it is a good idea. Okay.
On that note. The teen's going to come in laughing again.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Squirrel.
Hi.
All right. We have a great deal of excitement and joy watching all of you evolve. And applying meaning to things, right? Not just taking everything at face value, but applying meaning, which is wonderful. And by doing so, giving yourselves permission to impact that meaning. That's really what you're doing. You're looking deeper than just what's on the surface. And you're all thinking deeper, feeling deeper. You all have a sensing that things are changing, and they are. And from our perspective, it's beautiful to watch all of you as you awaken to the more of who you are, feeling interesting energies here and there, seeing things more with your own human eye. Employing your beautiful intuitive and psychic abilities. And not getting caught up with the negative ego that wants to run with things. Make people bad or good or someone to blame. But to come from a place of compassionate detachment, which we've talked about an awful lot, compassionate detachment, which allows you to have greater impact because you're not assigning light, dark, good, bad, right, wrong. Coming in with the neutral of love that crosses all those boundaries. You were talking about the Academy Awards tonight, Squirrel, you and the channel. And that's a symbolic time. Very symbolic. It's been deemed such. All right. This is the time when people by their peers are held out as having achieved at the highest level. What's beautiful about that is how conscious people are becoming. It's been happening. Didn't all happen overnight. But certainly it was demonstrated during this particular award night. Now, the celebration, the joy, the recognition, people willing to talk about their levels of commitment, wanting to make a difference, whether it's in a movie or in the world. And so many of those people there are involved with some program that's making a difference on the planet. They're not just making movies. They're doing lots of other things. And likewise with all of you. You're not just living life. You're doing lots of other things. You're involved. Even if you do it under your roof, in your room, your magic room, whatever that may look like for you, could be on your bed, as long as you deem it that place. Now, they are in the spotlight. You are in a different spotlight. You just don't realize it. Now, will you be getting an award? Well, in a way. Maybe not anything you could put on your mantle. Are you being watched? Yes. Are you being observed? Yes. Is your movie playing out there now? Yes. We promise you that more than you know. Not to invade your privacy, but to observe how you're dealing with all the changes, how quickly you're moving forward, integrating, stepping into your power. Your beauty, your wonder, finding your voices, opening your heart, opening to communicate at whatever level you are capable at any given moment, be it with the physical or the non-physical. Be proactive, people, please. You will love yourself for having done it and feel very good about it. The world's going to make it. We can tell you that. All right. But ultimately, you'll feel very badly if you didn't participate, if you didn't actively participate in bringing your magic and love and light to the places and people that are in distress. And you make a difference every moment of every day, Squirrel, as you said, engaging people. That may be the first time they feel deeply known when you look into their eyes. You see, you're communicating more than just the words coming out of your mouth. You're right, you are connecting at the level of soul. And all of you have the ability, by doing that, to touch people deeply. A channel walked through a restaurant the other day, and this woman said, "Just a moment, I can feel your soul." You see, for all of you listening, that's who you really are. And all of you carrying more of your soul, integrating more of your higher self. All right, Squirrel, you have a question for us tonight.
I do. I have a question. This comes from Sandra, and she writes, "Over the past few weeks, I have felt a very strong surge with my emotions and have wondered to myself, what is the world reflecting back to me right now? My emotions are being stirred as a result of my interaction with the world, in particular, the negative emotion of anger. Events are happening that seem to stir up and erupt deep, deep anger within me. I'm not sure if what is happening is a good or bad thing. I hope the team can shed some light on it and help advise me how to manage these volcanic type of emotions and feelings. Thank you."
Oh, dear Sandra. Well, a little background here, all right? When Sandra came to us, she had cancer. Now, as of right now, she's cancer-free. She didn't lose any body parts. We're very excited about the way that things progressed. Very rapidly, by the way. Her reality changed. But how do people get cancer? Well, a lot of people get cancer by not expressing their anger, Sandra. And by not expressing your anger, that's how you got cancer in the first place. And now, you're being prompted to get that anger out. So in these last couple of weeks, as you've been stirred, right, pricked, poked, to let that explosive anger come out of you instead of eating you up. So celebrate this when it happens. Now, it might be a little embarrassing. Hopefully you're not doing it in front of everyone, as the channel's friend does when she loses it in the car. However, that anger needs to be expressed. And what a beautiful way, all right, for you to be prompted to release this anger so that you can be and remain cancer-free. Finding an outlet, all right? Doesn't matter what emotions are being stirred, as long as they're being stirred. And by nature, this is a very soft-spoken, lovely person, by the way, not one prone to explosive anger. And we're excited that you're expressing it. And we're very excited that these situations are prompting you to express it. Hopefully not on a street corner somewhere. They might frown on that in London. Although you're close by, you're not exactly in London. Let it out, dear. Celebrate every time a wave of it comes flying out of you. Celebrate it. Yes, I did it, another one. I feel so much better. Don't let the shame get in the way. Oh my God, I've lost total control of myself. I don't know what's wrong with me. Nothing. You're releasing pent-up anger. A lifetime of it, dear, that needed desperately to be released so it doesn't turn inward. And we're thrilled, as are your higher self and your guides. Wonderful work, dear one. Keep it up. Write about it, by the way. Today I lost my temper at so-and-so because they did this or said that. And it really stirred up this situation back here. What was similar? What was there anything? Did they dismiss me? Did they strip my dignity? Did they not show me respect? Or did they not hear me? Something in there, you see. Start looking for the themes that are coming up. Start looking for the themes. It's very important for you, dear Sandra. Keep a journal. All right? My anger journal. Put little hearts and things on it because it's wonderful. And when you get angry, just write and write and write and write. Really let it out. And if you need to scream too, please scream. We love you too, Sandra. You're doing wonderfully, dear one. Know that. And we'll be talking to you shortly. All right, Squirrel, anything else?
No, we have about a minute and a half to wrap up.
All right. All right. We'd love to work with all of you tonight. A little poke here, a little stir there. Not to make you angry, but to remind you of how loved you are. To remind you that you could be a channel for love. I'm feeling ratty today and I don't feel like I can send love anywhere. Then don't. Call us in. Call in those that you feel close to. Your masters, whoever. God, Goddess, and channel that love. Let it, allow it to come through you. You will be renewed in the process. You can't run out of love, by the way. But just making that commitment can make a tremendous difference where you send that love and that magic and experiencing it coming through. can set you up for a couple of days feeling that love come through you and allowing it. We love all of you. As always, it's a joy, it's a pleasure for us to be with you. And with you, dear squirrel, we thank you for tuning in. Whether it's tonight or some future time, you can still call us in. Know that we love you more than you can realize. There is so much love held for you throughout the cosmos and beyond. Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Okay, if we're still on, good night, everybody.
Good night, we're still
squirrel.
Here. Good night, okay. Jackie. Good night, everyone. I love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Good night.
Sweet dreams.